The content of this podcast is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is a review of Raleigh Little Theater's Sister Act, written by Pamela Vesper, who writes for The Triangle Review. The audio-described performance of this show will be this coming up Sunday, that is August 26th at 3 p.m. Despite some occasional strong language, we highly recommend Sister Act at Raleigh Little Theater. Sister Act, which is now playing in Raleigh Little Theater's Canty V. Sutton Theater under the direction of Nancy Gardner Rich, is a feel-good story about a scrappy Detroit lounge singer, Dolores Van Cartier. Cartier, like the store, she says, who dreams that her big voice and dance moves will lead to fame and fortune. But when Dolores, played at RLT by Tiana West, witnesses a murder, she is forced to go into the witness protection program until she can testify, and the safest place for her to be is the local convent. Even though Dolores' big personality is a breath of fresh air for the nuns living at the convent, Dolores struggles to understand and live the life of a nun. In fact, she often exasperates the convent's Mother Superior, played by Allison Lawrence, who knows that Dolores is in hiding, but agrees to allow her to pretend to be the visiting nun named Mary Clarence. Ultimately, Dolores starts to teach music to the convent choir, and, as they say, all hell breaks loose. Soon the ragtag choir is making news and getting large donations with their sassy dance moves and cheeky songs of praise to the Lord. But the fame that Dolores brings could threaten her safety as the mob picks up her trail and closes in on her. We all know the award-winning movie starring Whoopi Goldberg. Well, guest director Nancy Rich and the cast and crew at Raleigh Little Theater have done a fantastic job of bringing this 2009 West End and 2011 Broadway musical with its Alan Menken and Glenn Slater score to the stage. Thursday night, during the musical's final dress rehearsal, the cast had the audience laughing and tapping their toes throughout the show. The song lyrics and music were funny, pointed, and lots of fun. For instance, when the thugs break into song and cheerily sing a doo-wop song, it suddenly dawned on us that the lyrics, "I'm gonna find that girl, I'm gonna kill that girl, when I find my baby, I'm not going to let her go," were not a loving tribute. This ain't your mama's doo-wop. Accompanied by the coordinated dance moves reminiscent of the Spinners or the Four Tops, it had the audience in stitches. Costumes were straight out of the 70s, bell-bottoms, patchwork jeans, men in leather jackets, and ladies in go-go boots. There were tons of costume changes. Each hit a perfect note, and there must have been more than a dozen set changes, each transition smooth as silk. So many characters were given moments to shine that it hardly seems fair not to mention them all. However, there really were only two stars of this production, Tiana West and Allison Lawrence. West's Dolores was the sun in the middle of the universe. Not only can she sing like a bird, but her timing and wit brought Dolores to life. The moon to her sun was Mother Superior, played superbly by Allison Lawrence. Lawrence's strong vocals and calm demeanor were perfect for the head of a nunnery, and her slow awakening to the good in Dolores was wonderful to watch. We really can't recommend this production enough. Our only caveat, there is some strong language in the show, and while we don't think God will mind, some parents of small children might. And once again, this is Sister Act at Raleigh Little Theater, and the audio-described performance is Sunday, August 26th at 3 p.m.